From this distant vantage point, the Earth might not seem of any particular interest. But for us, it's different. Consider again that dot. That's here. That's home. That's us. On it, everyone you love, everyone you know, everyone you ever heard of, every human being who ever was, lived out their lives. The aggregate of our joy and suffering, thousands of confident religions, ideologies, and economic doctrines, every hunter and forager, every hero and coward, every creator and destroyer of civilization, every king and peasant, every young couple in love, every mother and father, hopeful child, inventor and explorer, every teacher of morals, every corrupt politician, every superstar, every supreme leader, every saint and sinner in the history of our species lived there, on the mote of dust, suspended in a sunbeam.
There's another place in space, beyond what you know as time, where the gods of mythology dwell. Gods that are not real to you. Gods who have created the illusion that they do not exist to the people of planet Earth. These gods dwell in their mythocracy, opposed to your theocracy and your democracy and your monocracy. They dwell in their mythocracy, a magic world that makes things to be. These gods can even offer you immortality.